Yo, welcome to Grizz That A One, your favorite post-game show, live to you here Friday night. Listen, that was a fun game. I did not expect that game to be as fun as it actually was, so I hope that you're all filing in here. Hit the like button as you're joining us, but as we always do, we're going to make sure we have a lot of fun with you all. We're going to talk a little bit about the game. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe some draft prospects, some guys that we're looking at to trade for. And then we're going to hit a little bit of Grizz trivia. We're going to talk a little NCAA tournament. We have enough to talk about tonight, but I just want to give a special shout out to one guy, just one guy in particular. Nobody that just is really just the show, but a guy who is part of the show. My man, Goon, the shooter. That game's for you. Shout out to you, Goon. But we got a guy we're going to bring in tonight. Let's go ahead and get started. Any of this game tonight, and you're betting your life savings away down on some boat watching all the games. But any thoughts on Jaren hitting the game winner overall tonight?
Thank God it didn't go to overtime, because I've got like 45 minutes to get to the sports book before it closes to cash my tickets.
So Ryan's out on assignment tonight, and you're all filing in here into the comments. So I appreciate you all. Listen, Jezebel, I've never seen you. You're a guy. Yes, yeah, sorry.
I think it's Jaspel.
I can't see my screen. My screen is small. I don't know. Anyway, shout out to you, Santi and Jake. Redemption tour, like absolutely, man. And then as Wayno from overseas, Ryan in the house. All right, Ryan, let's go ahead. And instead of getting into the Grizzlies real quick, how has the tournament been for you personally so far? What's your thoughts?
I've loved the tournament. Okay. Pretty exciting games. More upsets than I actually expected there to be. Okay. And of course, tonight, you know, all the fun stuff happened this afternoon, and tonight has been a bunch of blowouts. But James Madison's playing Wisconsin. Hope that holds on when the current score. And then my favorite is our personal grudge match that's about to start in 10 minutes, which is Grand Canyon versus St. Mary. So I'll let you set that one up, while the personal matchup between that one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So me and Ryan are in some kind of a betting thing. It's hard to explain that, so I'll just say a betting thing. We're in a group, and so you can like an auction to get the teams. And I obviously took St. Mary's if I could, because I really like the team. I think they're good. I think they're going to have a good run. And Ryan immediately, whatever I paid on my team, he won it for Grand Canyon, who is not that great, but they're good. Just out of spite, which I can appreciate. All right, so tonight the Grizzlies get the big win, 99-97. Easy for me to say. And a good game just out of a lot of guys. Scottie Pippen Jr. tonight played very well. He didn't get the start. Jordan Goodwin did. But Scottie Pippen Jr. tonight, just within his game, he had 23 minutes, 6 of 9, shooting 2 of 2 from deep. He had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Scott's thoughts on Scottie Pippen Jr. just overall, like his game has grown to be like kind of a really good piece. I know that he is on a two-way for next year. Is there a chance that he could play his way into being maybe the backup in 2 years?
I would think a couple things would have to go wrong for him to be the quote unquote backup point guard. So full transparency, I was trying to tune into the game. I could not get Sports South or whatever to work. So if you've tried that, you know how that is. So I just kind of had to follow along with the game cast. And so I came in here to get in the show with you and to get ready when they were up 7 or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden I looked down the ESPN game cast and it was like Scottie Pippen Jr. turnover, Scottie Pippen Jr. turnover. I was like, what is going on? But I know he had a great game besides that. So, you know, you kind of overlook. We won, so you can overlook that kind of stuff. Right. But no, I think it kind of comes down to that. Like, he's just a small guard, right? And we have enough small guards. So if he's the backup, it's not like I'm hurting, right? Okay. But I wouldn't think he would be ideal if I were saying, hey, I'm looking to put together a nine-man championship rotation, I wouldn't assume that Scottie Pippen Jr. is part of that rotation.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it. And that's what, you know, I'm always curious what some of these guys look to some people, because obviously he is 6'1", but he has played very well. As Black Ninja DJ saying, you know, he played, you know, overall well, just because he's setting up the team, you know, and he showed, you know, a lot of tenacity on the offensive defensive end. Like he is above average defender, just like his dad was a very good defender, obviously. But he is being a very, very good defender. And so I'm curious what it looks like. I know he's going to be on, you know, the two-way next year. And so I'm curious what he's going to be doing. But as Wayno's saying, I have to, anytime that I can make fun of Ryan, we're going to do it. Ryan coming live from two tin cans and a string.
I thought it would be better being in a rental house, but I guess not.
No, you're much better this time.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe the reason I got offered to be on here was like, oh, I'm going to actually be in a place that has city lights and stop lights. Right. Why you wanted to have me on.
Once I found out you're going to be on the road, I had to. I was like, all right, cool. This is our one chance here live from Mars. Ryan. Two tin cans and a string. All right, Jaren tonight, he obviously hit the game winner. And he is he's Goon the Shooter's, you know, favorite player tonight. 28 points, 7 rebounds. He had 3 rebounds late into the game and came through with, you know, 4 late and gave him a total of 7 overall. 11 of 22 shots. He had 22 shots. The next closest person was 16 for Gigi. So it just shows that, like, he is being, you know, pushed to be the guy, you know, very much so. So Jaren just kind of playing tonight, playing within himself. There was a play tonight where, 2 guys, it was Scotty, I believe he was on a breakaway, and Wimby was down there, and he went to the front of the rim and decided, nope, I'm good. And then passed the ball off to whoever it was who went straight to the front of the rim, and Wimby was still there. And he turned around and said, nope. And then they reset their offense up on a breakaway, a 2-on-1 breakaway. They both turned around and said no to Wimby. So I thought that was funny. All right, I want to ask some questions about Gigi. So Gigi tonight, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 of 8 from deep, but 5 of 16 overall. Playing pretty well as of late. Gigi has kind of shown, you know, more and more that he can be a very good rotational player. And the upside is there, obviously. You know, he's going to have his lows of lows. I would assume that you have him in your rotation for next year.
Yeah, that would be my initial. He's part of the 10-man for sure. Yeah. I would assume he'd get priority at 9-man, but Taylor Jenkins has not shown in the past that he's willing to go with younger guys like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. And I do have a question, not a question, but a thought about Gigi. And I put it in a comment on a previous episode. I don't know if you're there or not. I think it might have been a game where you left early, but
probably.
Does Gigi, I see a lot of people comparing him to more to Paul George.
Mm.
Does he strike you more as Paul George or like a Michael Porter Jr.?
Yeah, I saw that comment, like, actually.
His movement skills and his shooting ability, like, he reminds me more of MPJ than he does someone like Paul Pierce. So I didn't hear y'all answer that, so I was just curious what your thoughts were on.
Yeah, I actually started that, and I was trying to get back to it. For whatever reason, I was not able to get back to that question because I think the topic had changed. And so me bringing it back in was going to be so tough. But I'm glad you brought that up. So my thoughts on Paul George, I think he can be that type of player. I don't see the defensive tenacity just yet. Like, I don't see that part of it. I think he can knock down threes, but I also think he, like, when Paul George was coming in, when he's in Indiana, I know he was getting more to the front of the rim, kind of like Gigi is doing on some of it. I think it's going to be so hard to pigeonhole or just give any direction to Gigi right now, because what he looks like this year compared to in 2 years, year 3, is going to be night and day look different. At the year 3, I'm willing to give you a little bit more, but seeing Michael Porter Jr. be just kind of a stick and just be like, you could see the athleticism's there, and he didn't really know what to do with his body in a sense. Because I saw that more recently, I get saying that completely about Gigi and Michael Porter Jr. because Gigi looks athletic. He can knock down an open shot. He can go get a random rebound. He can go get a putback. He can take you off the dribble, but he doesn't do any of it just all the time. Like, it's just random what his game is. And it very much is like Michael Porter Jr., like you were saying. I wish I could go back and look at the early years of Paul George, because Paul I really do think that there could be something there, but he doesn't look like him right now at all. Like, not even close.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just like a fluid movement thing, you know? It just looks more – he doesn't look as fluid, which maybe, you know, that's because he's 19. It's going to take him a little while. I mean, he's still kind of – he's not what he's going to be, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
I know it's going to take time for him. But just like – just looking at him visually right now, he just doesn't feel like the fluid kind of creation score like Paul George kind of turned into, you know?
All right, let me go back to Black Nina DJ, because I have to bring this up for Goon the Shooter. Gigi Jackson is Marjon Beauchamp right now, but he's got the potential to be great. That hurts my head, Goon, because Marjon Beauchamp is fine. He's not very good right now. He's probably not going to be anywhere in the next 2 years as good as Gigi is right now. I don't know how you can, how that comparison comes to your mind. I don't know, because I just think that Gigi is going to be better than Marjon Beauchamp. I just don't think he's going to ever be good. I think he's a bust. I really do. I think Marjon's a bust. I don't think he's going to be good. I think he had the potential coming in, and I know you like Marjon Beauchamp as well. What's your thoughts on this? Besides the comment, yes, but just him overall, the player, because I haven't seen much of him in a long time.
In a while. I mean, I haven't watched the Bucks much. But also Doc Rivers doesn't really like the younger guys. But no, I mean, Marjon was just like, he had defensive potential and you're hoping maybe he had a jumper. Yeah. Like, Gigi has a jumper right now that can get him on the court. Like, Marjon just doesn't have a translatable skill where you can, like, not necessarily make the excuse, but be like, we have to have him out there because he can do something for us, right? Like, he's just a rotational guy who can play some defense. And if he hits a couple of shots, that's great for us. But he's not someone like Gigi who can walk on there right away and, you know, okay, yes, he's 19, but he can have a switch on off night where he can hit seven threes.
Yeah.
Or it can be like tonight where he's 2 for 8 or whatever. But at least you know it's something that can be reliable or will eventually be reliable.
Yeah, and I'm honestly have no idea. Like I said, I haven't seen him in a long time. Is he still on the Bucks roster? Do we know that? Like, that's the biggest
thing. Yeah, he should be. Okay. I have not heard about him being moved, yeah.
My phone just completely decided to die real quick. yeah, I don't know what it just happened. It just completely froze. So I haven't looked at it. So real quick, all right, so... So as Austin's saying, you know, he's more of a defensive player. I can see that. And so, you know, listen, we're gonna show as much love to Goon as we always do. But I have to say, ISF production, Goon the Shooter, lay off the wee. Gigi is 10 times better than the two. Listen, ISF, I have never seen your comment before, so I had to show some love for that one. Plus, it was downright funny. All right, let me go back real quick. Besides D'Angelo saying Goon, puff, puff, pass. More pass. Might need to be puff, puff, pass. hold off on the puffs. All right. We're going to go back to the Black Nina DJ. Because I think he does have a little bit of both. And he has that. Yeah. I could see that. Only 19, still can go a few inches and get stronger. I would think that's interesting if for some reason we did see him grow even this summer, like very much like Zaire did last year. All right, let me go back to a question that somebody had a question for you. I believe it was King Meeks. There it is. All right, hashtag Ask Ryan. If you have a question about draft people, this is your time. Ryan does know draft, but might not be able to answer tonight. It's been a long day. We want to get him off to the games. We don't want to be here much longer. So we're going to spend 5 more minutes on the game overall. So if you have any draft questions or any trade questions, get those in. This will be a very short one tonight. One, we got to get you back to the pay window to cash your tickets tonight. But two, I don't want to be here longer because I want to watch James Madison and St. Mary's win. So anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Did Gigi have a better record season than Zaire did? So
stat-wise, or just have a better general rookie
I'm guessing
year?
A better first season. That's how it has to be. King Meeks, correct us if we're wrong, but just a better first year because obviously Zaire came and played well. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, eye test, you would say yes, right? But I think circumstance also has to be a part of this because Zaire's rookie season is what, the year they won 56 games?
2 years later.
And he was, he wasn't getting a leash like Gigi is now. Like, Gigi is getting this opportunity, whether it's right or wrong, and you can point that to however you want to in the front office or on the coaching sidelines. Right or wrong, like, Gigi's getting this because everybody's so injured.
Yeah.
Like, is Gigi going to get this break to show? Like, yes, it was terrible that everybody got injured and out the whole season. We lost the whole season. We have to endure this. We're in a race for the sixth worst record with the Raptors. But it could be a silver lining in that you accidentally found two guys in Vince and Gigi where you signed them to 4-year contracts at a cheap number.
Yeah.
And so the find of Gigi is much higher than what you saw from Zaire, even when he was having a couple moments in that 56 game win season, right? Yeah. So Zaire was more of just the getting a lob from Ja. He wasn't really shooting. And it was like the defense stuff, right? Gigi is an overall better talent and has a better, I guess, career path is, I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but his trajectory is much higher than what Zaire's is.
100%.
So I hate to say that Gigi's is more successful because would Zaire kind of been a little bit like this his rookie year if he was in the same scenario? I don't know. It's a tough comparison. But overall, between the two players, I'd much rather have Gigi. And going forward, he's just going to be a better fit for what the Grizzlies need short-term and long-term than what Zaire has provided for you.
For sure. And I'm going to I want to derail this a tiny, tiny bit. I don't want to go too far off of it. It's going to be the same, kind of the same idea. But I want to, I guess, answer the question. Why, if somebody was to say, like, Zaire would be a better fit on this team if healthy compared to Gigi, because maybe Gigi needs the ball more and it might actually, like, so next year we go into the season and we end up having a very much, just a, kind of a, not a skyrocket, but a very much better season out of Zaire because he's playing alongside guys that he feels comfortable with, that he doesn't need the ball as much compared to a guy like Gigi who might need the ball to be more effective. Why would a player, and I'm not saying that's how it's going to be, but why would that be? Like, why wouldn't Gigi be able to not have the ball and be just as effective? Because some players are like that, you know, and we don't know because anytime Gigi's been on a good team or a team in general, they haven't been good. Like, look at South Carolina. He was the best player and he had great numbers. They were not good this year. Injuries involved. He's came up, looked great, but they haven't had a good season either. Why would that be a player not be able to fit into on a real good team?
I don't understand why it wouldn't be. I think the only thing that you could say Zaire might have a leg up on him is defensively, right? Like just at the point where they both are in their careers, like Zaire's been around a little bit more, but they have very comparable kind of paths defensively. Like I don't think Gigi's ever going to be some perimeter lockdown defender, but neither is Zaire. But Zaire just uses his length, right? Like he's tall and skinny. Gigi is tall and skinny, but Gigi has a frame to build upon. So I don't think either of them are going to be great defenders overall. Like, I think they'll be solid defenders, but I think the reason why you'd say Zaire would fit more now in a, or a ready-made lineup now trying to win would just be defensively. That's the only excuse that I could see why people would say that.
That's
to me anyways.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, last, I think I have one more guy to hit on before we kind of pass. Santi Aldama. Thoughts on Santi tonight? He played very well. He had a good game. I believe he was the international player of the game for the Grizzlies just overall. But tonight, I'm trying to get back to it. My phone will quit freezing, being weird. But 15 points, 13 rebounds, a double-double out of him, three assists from deep, 5 of 10. 5 of 10, it really impresses me because I'm curious if he can kind of keep playing in that level, because 10 shots is great. 8 to 10 is fine with me. 3 for 6 from deep is very good because you're showing the spacing. But the rebounds have been a huge uptick. And so overall, a good game out of him. But he's been impressive lately. Have you liked his game now that we're seeing Bane and Jaren come back and the usage rate drop?
Yeah, because it's supposed to, he's where he's supposed to be, right? Yeah. Like, did he kind of get his mojo back having a thing with Draymond the other night? Like,
maybe.
I don't know what kind of turned that, but I thought some, you know, when they say Santi, he looks better besides better players. I mean, isn't that kind of what you want, right?
Listen, I look better next to better players.
But I'm saying, like, if a guy's going to play his best basketball besides your other best players, why is that a bad thing? Like, I didn't understand why. Maybe they were trying to say it a different way than what I understood. Like, they were taking it.
But what everybody's saying about Zaire in general, that I guess that's what's probably about him, is that he has to have a guy like Ja Morant to be better. But then I think you can spin it and say everybody's better with Ja Morant. So I think that's the argument, is like he has to have him. And so maybe if he's not on the court, he doesn't look good. I think it's mainly about the Ja thing, but I think everybody looks better against better players.
That's the point, right? Like, yeah. Aaron Gordon is nothing without Nikola Jokic, right? He was getting run out of town at Orlando Magic. We were considering him a bust. Then he goes with Jokic, and he's a perfect fit. And now we're saying he's this perfect role player. Like, just because Santi's not a 24-point game scorer without Ja, Bane, and Jaren, we say he's trash. I don't understand that. I'm not saying that Santi's awesome, and he's just, like, the perfect role player. But, like, I don't understand why it's a hit. Why a guy is better around our best players. Like, that's the kind of guy I'm looking for. A really good complementary player to our triangle, not a guy who can go out by himself when they're hurt and get 20 to 25. Like, that's just not really his game. You know, he prefers a five-man unit instead of an ISO, you know, one-on-one score thing, even though it's felt like at times he's just been like, I'm going to go one-on-one and score. But we've seen how that turned out for him.
Right. And that's all about his usage rate. His usage rate was up so much. He had the ball in his hands trying to be a creator. He is not that guy. He's a guy who should not do much dribbling. He should do what Grokey did the other night. I think he went for 10 threes. He had three dribbles and 10 threes. It was amazing.
My accountant.
Yeah. That's what he needs.
Since that guy got my taxes last night.
The funniest one I saw, just because it probably resonates with me. My wife sent it to me. She goes, look at this guy. He just put Kentucky out of the tournament, and he's going to be next in line for regional manager of Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Where you can be your own boss.
He looks like an assistant to the regional manager.
Assistant to the assistant to the regional manager.
The assistant to the assistant of the regional manager.
All right, so listen, I love this team tonight. They played so well, and I think that early on they were down. I believe it was 17. They were down and kind of fought back. It just showed me tonight that if you look at them, they looked, even though they were not the better team at times, they look like the better team overall because of they just look like they played within themselves. So. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back here, we're going to do the Grizz trivia, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the draft, answer some of your questions, and then keep it moving. Be back in 1 minute.
Yeah. Vince Williams is the closest thing we've seen to Tony Allen.
100%.
Tony Allen. I think that has been really thrown around very loosely in a kind of just joking manner for a lot of people, because, you know, everybody, for the love that we have for TA, big factor in this franchise. We throw that grindson thing around lightly because it's kind of funny on Twitter, but he is the closest thing to Tony Allen that has been so far in a Memphis uniform. And I think that's very, I mean, De'Anthony Melton might have been the other, but to your point, that's what made me think about this, is that the fearlessness that he plays with, that's what Tony Allen played with. He did not care who you were. He doesn't see a name on that.
Tune in to The Daily Grind with Mark King and Luke Hatmaker at 1 p.m. every Monday through Friday, live on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
All right, we are back. This is Grizz 901. I am Daniel. That is Ryan. Nate is off tonight. And so he is, I think he's entertaining his sister is in town, I do believe. And so I'm going to try to read these, unlike Ryan supposedly reads the comments in Morse code. I'm not sure what that's about. But that made me laugh. But the comment section, as always, you guys are the absolute best. It's brought to you by Streetcars of Memphis. And so I'm trying to get this off of here real quick. Regular maintenance to your car, plus all the modification needs, speakers, lift, lights, wheels, whatever it might be, they can modify them all. Go ahead and give them a call and use the code GRIZZ901, receive a $55 regular oil change or a $65 oil change, full synthetic, baby. Huge savings taking place down at Streetcars of Memphis. Check them out online, 991scm.com at 901-323-3332. Go ahead and schedule your oil change or any kind of a maintenance or customization needs today. And then Pews Residential Spray, they are the proud sponsor of Grizz Trivia. If you know Pews for flower shops or commercial landscape maintenance, Pews has been around for 30 plus years, servicing the Mid-South right here in Memphis. Do you know Pews also does residential lawn spray? Residential spray can take care of all of your weed control fertilization needs. They do mine. They can do yours. Give them a call at 901-633-2118. Let them know the Grizz 901 crew sent you. Remember, with Pews, you get the big company streak. Small company values. And guess what time it is? It's a Grizz trivia. There's a lag. Like your stream. Uh-oh. I'm kidding. There is no lag in your stream. You're good. I know you're self-conscious about it now. All right, Ryan, you might have heard this. This is probably going to be the easiest one ever. But I think it was going around social media today, and this is my favorite Grizz trivia, is the ones that's right there and just seems so easy, but yet it's the hardest. The Grizzlies, their longest win streak against any team is 13 games. Can you name the team?
I mean, is it the Spurs?
It's the Spurs! Woo! Yeah, that's the easiest one I've ever done. All right.
Thanks for the layup.
Yeah, that was a very much layup. Listen, one, I didn't want to do the work tonight. I've been busy. I didn't want to do the work trying to find a good Grizz trivia. And two, it was all about that. I figured it'd be an easy one. All right, let's get you some of these questions because everybody is saying you look like somebody. So let's start from the newest one. Ryan is Lang Whitaker's long-lost son. You know who Lang Whitaker is?
Yeah. I had to think about that one a second.
All right, Black Nina DJ says, is it me or does Ryan look like he's interviewing for a spot on an MTV show?
Is Real World still on there? I could be on Real World, right? I can't do the challenge because of my, busted knees. You know how that is.
Yeah. Speaking of busted knee, me and Ryan used to play basketball together. I'd say we're not too bad. People probably would underestimate us. I don't think we're too bad.
100%.
They would underestimate. I bet we would ball out any duo in the chat right now, even with his busted knee. And I'm old. All right. Ryan, did you play on a show on iCarly? You're not Gibby, are you? I don't know who I know iCarly. I don't know who.
I have Gibby. No idea. I don't know the reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. I think that was it. That was all the funny ones. All right. Let's get to the actual real ones. The only one that put anything in here so far was Black into DJ. So if you have any questions about the stuff, what draft prospects have caught your eye in the tournament?
Not really any, if I'm being honest. The only one that I kind of like was Dante with Oregon, but especially if you're looking Dante and Folly or whatever his first name is.
I missed it.
If we're looking for a second round guy, that's a backup center. I like him, but it's not somebody that's going to start, obviously. But really, the only thing that I've felt worse about prospects, I don't know if you want to talk about Kentucky.
Nope. Well, funny you say that. Saul Dillingham was not impressed. Undersized 2 guard, but has the upside potential of 6th man. Go on with you, Kentucky. I'm ready.
Look, I don't know what else evidence you need to not employ a under 6'4 backup guard that doesn't play defense. I get the offense is exciting and enticing, but it's not anybody who's going to help you win deep into April and into June, right? No. So they're good players, don't get me wrong, but they're not anybody that I'm interested in for this Grizzlies team, and that has not changed.
Okay. All right. Whoa, man. Sorry, this is loud. I'm trying to watch the St. Mary's win real quick. I just turned it on. Ryan's got that 10 gig Wi-Fi now. It's lit. All right. And then King Meeks coming with references. I still don't know about. I know I've heard the name Pete and Pete, but like Pete Ryan was Nickelodeon Pete and Pete. I just don't think we're the same age, King Meeks, or you've watched other stuff. All right. So they're hazing you, but showing you much love, as always, especially from Wayno. Chris got a question. Gigi, obviously, was very good in the draft last year. This year, he would be a top five, if not, possibly the number one overall. Sleeper in the as a top pick in a redraft, listen, I don't know if you're – oh, man, King Meeks is 43. I'm 40. I don't know. I miss Pete and Pete. A sleeper that could be a top pick in a redraft. So – I'm curious how this question is, and you can answer it however you want to. Is it in a past draft or is it in the upcoming draft? My thoughts are maybe a sleeper that could be in this draft would be a top pick in a redraft for the next years to come.
I can't think of one that would be a sleeper per se. That's like an obvious pops out at you talent, right? Mm-hmm. Because Gigi was just like, he reclassified. He had that whole situation. I mean, if you're going to talk about anyone from Kentucky, like nobody's going to like these guys, but I've been more interested in guys like Justin Edwards for them, the lefty that's from Pittsburgh, I think, or something like that. I think he's, or maybe it's Philadelphia. And then there's Eddie Vesic, who's that 7'2" kid, right? That can dribble and pass and shoot.
Yeah.
Like those could be sleeperish guys. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that would be like a Gigi that maybe reclassified or would be a potential top five pick in next year's draft that we can get this year. So yeah. I know that's not a great answer, but those are some two names that I think are kind of off the board right now that could be potential sleepers per se.
Yeah. So, Edwards is a 6'8 guard, 1 of 4 from deep last night, 10 points. He, I know he did hit a big three. I do remember that. Ivicic, that guy, 7'2 freshman, forward, not a center, from Croatia. I don't know enough about Kentucky to even, get into the weeds about that, because I do think that there are going to be some prospects that, just like anybody else, like they're in a bad spot. Like maybe, they're just still young, just like Jaren. I don't know if y'all realize this. Jaren was in so bad of foul trouble early on, but he had the potential, right? You look at his parents, they're obviously, legit, like good people, but also they're athletes as well. So you see all of that, and then you can see a little bit of like what their potential is. And that's what a lot of these guys are getting drafted off of, is the potential. So I think you're going to see that. But also, I do think that you're going to see some names that you've never seen that scouts are really digging in on. All right, we have some more coming in through this. Don't think we keep the current pick, but I think we trade down. I just don't think we're drafting a starting spot. Your thoughts on that just overall?
Well, in general, it's very hard to trade those picks because GMs, you know, when you trade out of the top 10, like it better be for something good because you don't want a pick to come back to haunt you. Like it just, those top 10 picks rarely get traded unless it's a great deal. But in this draft, I don't see anybody moving up for anyone. Like, this is not last year's draft. If you are going to, like, if the Grizzlies are in the same position last year's draft, there's probably some enticing offers out there. This year's draft, I think guys can just sit there at 12 and think, well, this is such a wild card. Even if we don't get our top guy on our board, our second or third guy is good enough for us with the quality that's in this draft.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if they traded it. And if they traded it, it better be for a pretty good deal because I know, you know, we talked last time on here about the Mikal Bridges thing. That would be the gold. Like that would be the deal that you would do. It just doesn't really make sense for the Nets to trade him for a top six or seven pick. That is such a wild card like this year. And everyone kind of agrees there's no star power here. Mm. And the Nets are struggling with no star power, right? Like we found out this year, Mikal is a true third or fourth guy on a top team. There's not that guy, at least so far. There'll always be someone that's really good that comes out of this. You just never know where they're going to be drafted. Okay. But there's nobody in this top 10 that you would say, that is a guy for sure that I'm going to get at six or seven. So let me trade this guy that I sold the farm for to kind of recoup my value. It just would be very rare.
Yeah, and that's kind of the same thing about, you know, DJ is saying is, you know, do you think they actually would consider trading? I think the Grizzlies would, but just like you were talking about.
I think other teams are, yeah.
Yeah, what are the other teams thinking? Now, all right, so let me give you this example. And I know this might be the worst, but this I think this is actually something that's has legs, all right? They might be small legs. They might be twigs, but there's some legs to this. So let's say that obviously Detroit is not good. Right. And they have a top, they're set up for a top four pick. Right. What happens if for some reason they fall out of the top four and let's say they shoot up to like seven or whatever they can get up to. And they had the worst ping pong ball fall. And the Grizzlies catch that. Right. And they do the switch and the Grizzlies go back up to second randomly, just as they did when they were drafting with, you know, Ja, they went up to second. Second is a different animal, but obviously second has the names, the Sar and the other kid that are keep kind of flip-flopping at the top. For example, on just in that, just trying to keep it as clean as I can. In that scenario, the Grizzlies do have potentially more to offer teams, right? Because there are guys at the very, very tippy top that people do love. In that scenario, do you think there is a chance where like a Jalen Duren, they could say, hey, let's move off of Jalen Duren, for example. And they trade Jalen Duren for the draft pick. And it's a one-on-one swap. Maybe there's some other stuff in there, but the Grizzlies, they just do like a one-on-one swap and they just get off of the pick and they're pretty much bringing Jalen Duren back. Do you think that even has any potential at all? Just because then you would have two top 10 draft picks for the Detroit Pistons for the future.
I would doubt it. I would say if they were going to release one, it would be Isaiah Stewart, right? Which you could talk yourself into Isaiah Stewart, but I don't think they're getting rid of Duren. I would think they'd rather pair Duren with someone like Sar, over drop Duren and keep Sar with, you know, Stewart.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing is like, if you have those two big guys or you have a lot of big guys, then wouldn't you possibly want to move off of one of them?
Say that again. I'm sorry. It cut out for a second.
So if you had the big centers, right? Wouldn't you, like, you don't want to go and draft another center. So wouldn't you possibly want to move off of one of them?
I mean, in theory, right? But the one you're going to try to move off of is going to be Isaiah Stewart. They're not going to move off Duren. Like, I would be surprised if Duren was on the market, then I'm doing it. Yeah, right. 100%.
Yeah.
But I would say if they're moving anybody, if they get the top two, top three pick and they're looking at Sar, you're going to see Isaiah Stewart's available. I guarantee you he's going to be available.
Okay. I like it. All right. Sleeper, Smooth Southpaw says DJ Wagner. Any thoughts on him?
He's not good. I think he doesn't have the quickness, right? He can't get by anybody. And he's not a reliable shooter yet. So I think he tops out as like a bench guy who, if you know, he can develop and work. And it seems like he's a kid who works, right?
Yeah.
Like he's going to work himself into a passable shot. But I think his maxed out ability with his kind of foot speed is backup role.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah. All right. We have two more, and then I'm going to ask you about guys in the tournament. So I know you're going to get out of here. I don't want to keep you too much longer. But this is from Black Ninja DJ again. Other than saw the names that consider is, you know, connecting that guy, I can never say Rishashar. Cody Rissa Williams,
Carr, I believe is how you say it. Yeah.
Who knows? Cody Williams from Colorado. I want to see more of. So questions on those guys. Like, is there any other names you would consider? He brought up connecting that Rissachar. Cody Williams.
Not anybody that is like in the tournament per se. I mean, Cody Williams is kind of one that recently his play has been left me with a big question mark. Like he's been pretty much the entire year the top college guy, right? I think he started out top three, top five, and now he's starting to slide. And I mean, Colorado is advancing, right? They've won two games and he's done virtually nothing. I didn't look at a stat line today against Florida, but that was, you know, 100 points, so he probably did something. But I think he's kind of getting a bump because of who his brother is, right? And we can see that from the time to time. Like, he looks prototypical like his brother does. He's skinnier, but you just saw a lot more from his brother. But his brother had a couple years. I think he was a sophomore when he came out of Santa Clara. I can't remember if he is a sophomore or a junior, but like we just saw more of Jalen's game. And Cody, he did have some injury stuff and he was out for a little bit, but since he's come back, he's been really underwhelming.
Right.
And so I'd be interested to see if he continues to slide out of the top 10 now and maybe even out of the lottery.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that's still playing that you can watch, and they'll play Sunday?
So. Right. All right. So I'm going to give a shout out to Frenzy Sports Basketball. Their play of the day was the Grizzlies +6 at -110. You know how we all love, obviously, the betting. And so that would have been a fun one to take on the money line. I can't remember what it was. I think it was like +230. Might have been a +190. I believe I saw at one point. So shout out to you, Frenzy Sports Basketball. Looks like you're from Canada, eh? Not sure, but it looks like you are. So shout out to go give them a follow. Honestly, we love people that support us, and so we'll support you if at all possible. And so give them a shout out, give them a follow. You can find them over at FrenzyNBA, at FrenzyNBA on Twitter. Last question before we move on to the guys you're looking at in the tournament. John Calipari, is he going to get fired?
I would doubt it. With that lifetime contract, whatever it is, $90 million. I don't know much about the contract, but I don't know if there's a clause in there about if he's going to get paid his 100% of the remaining salary or if it's a payout. Right. I have no idea, but I would doubt that they'd fire him, but you never know.
Yeah. Worst spot maybe to be hire in. Penny. Worst spot to be in, Penny or Calipari. And I'm not those guys because they're set up in a great spot. Memphis and Kentucky.
Currently. To compare spots. The like worst right now, I'm just saying, to be in?
Just overall, like the whole scene, because neither one can fire either coach. Neither one.
Right.
Like they're both, like both fan bases are in a terrible spot. They can't fire either coach. Do you think that the Kentucky fans are in a worse spot or the Tigers fans?
I think it's Kentucky because Calipari is just, he's brought Shepherd and Dillingham off the bench the entire year. And they're just flat out better. One or the other is flat out better than DJ Wagner.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like at least start Reed. I mean, at least he's the one who tries on defense. Dillingham is just lost, but
bro, he's so bad.
Like, it's just Calipari just plays the game with one hand tied behind his back.
Yeah. Well, he's not a good coach. When it came down to crunch
not
time,
anymore.
Dude, give me that. I guarantee that you are going to throw up all over yourself. All right. Last one for Ask You These. This is a Ash Daniel. Thanks, King Meeks. Do you think Goon will ever, ever give JJ some love? No, that's not his stick, man. Forever go down on the sword. Never give in, Goon. I appreciate it. All right. So the guys coming up, you know, there are obviously going to be a lot of guys that are in the draft that are still going to be playing. And we're going to look at some of those guys. But before we do, we have one little thing we want to give a shout out. And that is our last sponsor that I can't find it because I clicked on the wrong thing. And that is Heaven's Healthy Kitchens, grassroots business that was started right here in Memphis. Chef Smith is a Memphian through and through and promotes healthy eating and wellness. Looking for a cookbook? You got one. You can cook at home. Go over to Amazon and go follow them today, and you can download it, put it on your Kindle. You can get it however you need to have it in your life. Go to orderhhk.com. Heaven's Healthy Kitchen is doing a pop-up very soon. It's in April is the next one, so make sure you stay tuned. They're serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet foods straight to you. All right, Ryan, 3 to 4 minutes. Any guys that you're looking at coming up, rest of the tournament, maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday. I know this is going to be very tough. Anybody that you're looking at that you're like, hey, these are the guys that I'm kind of still wanting to look at, wanting to see.
Well, are we talking about top tier guys or potential guys that we could get later?
Anybody, because I'm talking about just talent. I don't care when they get drafted. Just talent. Because you see more than we do. I don't have a clue.
So I've mentioned this to you before, a month or two ago, maybe, but Harrison Ingram from North Carolina is kind of my wild card guy, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to blow you away with athleticism or everything, but he's kind of like an undersized forward who can do a little bit of everything. And he started to actually shoot this year. Now it's still hit or miss. But I always like, you know, I look for players. I like players who process well, right? I don't like the guys who can only do one thing and that's it. I like guys who can adjust. They see the floor, like they can take advantage of space. They're not reactive, they're proactive. And Ingram reminds me of that kind of proactive, small forward-ish type player. He's not overwhelming athletically, as I said, but I think he's a very smart, very good at court mapping out what's going on in the court and dissecting it. So he's kind of a sleeper guy that I'm interested in, which I know I'm setting myself up for failure tomorrow when they lose to Michigan State.
I hope
so. Which benefits my bracket greatly. but I really like him. And he was just kind of in a bad situation at Stanford and transferred over, and he's starting to shine a little bit. So I hope he has a big game. Well, maybe I shouldn't say I hope he has a big game, because then he might move up and we won't be able to get him. But he's a player that I'm interested in. I'm also interested in Grand Canyon player. I can't remember his first name, but last name is Grant Foster.
I think he's out of the game.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I think he just quit.
Like injured? He's not playing?
I just don't think he's very good. I think they're stopped play. They're done playing forever. St. Mary's wins.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know what happened. no, he's playing. So they're actually winning. Screw you.
But no, his story is pretty incredible. Like, he started at Kansas. He was a top tier D1 recruit. And then I think he had medical issues. Like, this guy has had 2 heart surgeries, I believe.
Sheesh.
But you just see him in open court, and he's just an incredible athlete. Doesn't really have a jumper and can be kind of wild. So he's probably not a guy that will get drafted unless he just has a crazy run here in Grand Canyon, wins a couple games, which, fingers crossed. But he's kind of like a two-way guy, you know, kind of like Deke is, right? Like, Deke was a up-and-down athlete who did everything for Houston. And this is kind of what Grant Foster is. So you get him in your G League program, especially that later undrafted, which we've had success with that, right?
Yeah.
And you see what you can do with him and see if he fits. So he's the kind of guy, like, And then I don't like small guards, but I have to mention his name because I'm a huge fan of him because he won me money today. And that's Boo Booey from Northwestern. I'm only saying it because I'm going to go cash this ticket. And he's going to be on the Miami Heat next year, right? Like, this is probably the kind of guy that they get. So the guy that went from there that got signed by the Lakers that was one of the worst signings of the summer, whatever. I can't remember what that guy's name was, but yeah, he's basically that player.
Yeah.
So sure, shout out to him.
Boo Booey.
But Boo Booey, a dog. Boudacious. I love him.
Boudacious. all right. Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to, I do believe that Harrison Ingram, after you kind of told me about him, I'm a Duke fan, obviously, and very much so saw Harrison Ingram put it in our eyeball. I think it was in Cameron as well. So appreciate that one. Bring it to light. All right, real quick. we're going to wrap the show up. We're here a little bit longer than I expected to be, but one question from Frenzy Sports Basketball. Pippen Jr. in expanded role. We talked about that at the very beginning of the show. So after we're done, if you want to go back and hear Ryan's thoughts on it. But I will say that, I think Scottie Pippen Jr., he is undersized, he is smaller, but I do believe that he could be a guy for the future. He just might not be the backup. He could be the third guy. And so that'd be the only possible thing that he could be, is the third guy. So, but we'll see. All right, Ryan, any more comments? We're gonna get you out of here. I know that probably people are waiting on you. I see that, the people are needing you to go back to bet.
go Lopes, go Antelopes.
All right. So as we're right here, I don't even see it. Grand Canyon is winning by 1 point. Sucks. All right. That's all we got. Listen, Ryan, thank you for coming on here. I know you're fiending to get back to watching more of the games.
I pull a machine and push a button.
Exactly. Go get your pennies out. Start putting them in the slot. All right. That's all we got. Everybody, it's been awesome. Nate will be back here the next game. I have no idea when the next game is. It's not the weekend. I do know that. What are they, Spurs tonight? Nuggets. 8 o'clock. God, another late night. 8 o'clock start. Shit. All right. Anyway, I'll be here. Nate will be here. Ryan, thank you so much. Everybody have a good weekend. Be nice. And tell your friends.